Thousands of Islamic State jihadis remained active outside Iraq, Syria in 2018. By Edwin Mora on January 1, 2019. Thousands of terrorists from the Islamic States. ISIS/ISIL, international affiliates continued to wreak havoc in various corners of the world in 2018 even as the jihadi group's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria collapsed, primarily at the hands of the U.S.-led coalition and local fighters. The U.S. Department of State's, DOS, warning in March that ISIS was adapting to the fall of their so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria by continuing their terror campaign in all other corners of the world, including Africa, Bangladesh, and Southeast Asia became a reality this past year. At the time, DOS acknowledged that the group was operating several branches outside Iraq and Syria, identified as ISIS West Africa, ISIS Somalia, ISIS Egypt, ISIS Bangladesh, ISIS Philippines, the Moth Group in the Philippines, and Jin al-Khalifa in Tunisia. Armed groups that have recognized the ISIS caliphate and pledged allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi are known to use the Arabic word wilaya, state/province, to describe themselves as components of a broader caliphate led by the Islamic State. In September, the Congressional Research Service, CRS, reported that ISIS continues to maintain a presence in Yemen, Egypt, Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Libya, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. Echoing a recent assessment from the Pentagon's Office of the Inspector General, OIG, CRS noted. While U.S. and allied forces in 2017 and 2018 successfully liberated most of the territory formerly held by the group in Syria and Iraq, its leadership remains at large and its fighters appear to be evolving into an insurgent force. The group's international affiliates continue to operate, and individuals inspired by the group continue to attempt attacks in Europe and elsewhere. CRS identified the remaining ISIS international wings as the Islamic State in Egypt, ISSP, the Islamic State in Libya, Wilaya Libya/Tarabalas/Barka, the Islamic State in Nigeria, West Africa Province, Wilaya Gharb Afrikiya, the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara, the Islamic State Khorasan Province, ISKP, Wilaya Khorasan, the Islamic State in Yemen, Wilaya al-Bayta/Aden Abyan, the Islamic State in the Caucasus, Wilaya Caucasus, the Islamic State in Saudi Arabia, Wilaya Nahd/Hijaz/Haramain, the Islamic State in East Asia, Wilaya Shark Asia, ISIS Philippines. According to CRS, the ISIS affiliates outside Iraq and Syria now boast between 7,500 and 9,200 jihadis. That is in addition to the 20,000 to 30,000 ISIS members that the Pentagon OIG believe are still inside Iraq and Syria. CRS was unable to provide manpower estimates for all the ISIS provinces. Citing a report from the United Nations Security Council, the Pentagon OIG predicted in November that, despite the fall of the group's territorial caliphate, a reduced, covert version of ISIS will survive in Iraq and Syria and will maintain a presence in neighboring countries and affiliates in multiple countries, including Afghanistan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. The number of ISIS provinces across the world too has substantially fallen from 35 at the peak of ISIS's power, 19 inside Syria and Iraq, and 16 elsewhere, in 2014 to less than a dozen now, according to the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, and CRS. After the fall of the group's territorial caliphate, ISIS terrorists consolidated most of its provinces. For example, its propaganda portrays Syria and Iraq as consisting of just two provinces, a Wilayat al-Sham and Wilayat al-Iraq respectively, with each province consisting of a number of regions. In Libya, three provinces seem to have been similarly condensed. There now appears to be just one province in the country that covers three regions, Middle East Forum, MEF, explained in September, adding. These apparent shifts reflect in part the overall collapse of ISIS as a state project, which was previously its central claim to fame, and the evolution of a global ISIS insurgency. The bigger picture is that ISIS is far from being defeated on the global level despite the general collapse of the state project, something that should come as no surprise. Even if ISIS can never rise again to the level of success it had in 2014 to 2015, it will be around as a global terrorist threat and insurgency problem for decades to come. At its peak in 2014, ISIS controlled 41,000 square miles in Iraq and Syria and ruled over an estimated 8 million people, the Wilson Center noted in January, adding, it attracted more than 40,000 foreign fighters from 120 countries. It also mobilized over 25,000 from inside Syria and Iraq. Economically, it was self-sustaining through oil sales, taxes, looting, smuggling, and extortion. It averaged $81 million a month in revenues in spring 2015. By the end of this year, the ISIS territorial caliphate had imploded after the loss of 99% of its territory. The U.S.-led coalition and local fighters have squeezed ISIS into ever-shrinking pockets of land in Syria, along the country's border with Iraq. As of January of this year, more than 60,000 fighters had been killed, over 130 leaders eliminated. More than 7.7 million people had been liberated. ISIS revenues had also plummeted to $16 million a month by spring 2017, the Wilson Center pointed out. ISIS, nevertheless, remains a threat, according to recent U.S. government and independent analysis, claiming ISIS has been defeated in Iraq and Syria. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull out the 2,000 U.S. troops deployed to Syria. Nevertheless, there are no plans to withdraw the nearly 5,000 American forces in Iraq who are expected to be able to conduct operations into neighboring Syria if necessary.